The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Pasuk in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Chukas, tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbeinu Shalom to hit the rock, or rather, he was told to speak to the rock, and when he hit the rock, that's the chet of Meriva. So the pasuk says, "Vaytzeisala mayim in asela, v'shkiso aso edov es biirum." You will have water to feed the nation and their livestock. The Gemara Menachas Tavayim Vavam Beis learns out from here, "Sha'atayru choso amamaynim shal Yisrael." The pasuk is willing to take the time out to say that the nes was performed for the Eidah, for the members of the nation of Klai, so that we understand they were going to die of thirst if not. There's Be'irim, their livestock. What was that about? That's about Parnosa. It's about having money. About having property. Rabban Shalom is willing to do a Nez Golui Le'ini Kol Eidah for the animals of Klai Yisrael. No, Atar Yechos Amamayim Shal Yisrael. The Rashbitz was from the late, very last Svardi Rishonim. Has a Sefer on safe on the Seder HaMitzvahs. It's called Zoya HaRokiyah. It's quoted by the Achrayim quite frequently. In Sheirish Aleph, he writes, the Rashbitz should be confused with the Tashbitz. One is the son of the other. Both of the Chuvas of the Rashbitz and the Tashbitz were printed up, and even the Tashbitz is two Tashbitz. There's the Ashkenazi Tashbitz, and there's the Svardi Tashbitz. The Svardi Tashbitz and the Svardi Rashbitz, both the Chuvas were put out recently by Mechon Yerushalayim. So he brings over there in his Sefer Zoya HaRokiyah that we find in the Gemara that there are instances where Psak HaLocho will be looked at differently because of Hefzid Meruba. It's a famous klal when a Rav is faced with a Shaila where there's a Hefzid Meruba. What's called Meruba is a good question. Is it totally in the person's finances? Is there a certain dollar and cents amount? Not clear. The Pesachim are a little bit arbitrary in how to decide what's a Hefzid Meruba. But the klal that we would look at a shaila a little bit with a different pair of glasses, when there's a hefsid meruba, he brings as the makor this medrash. The Rebbeinu Shalom is willing to do an ask. That means the Dvar Hashem, the hisgalus of the Rebbeinu Shalom's hashgacha nisis, is nizgala in the context of chos al Rebbeinu Shalom Yisrael. So psak halacha also. By the way, l'chayra ater chos al Rebbeinu Shalom Yisrael means l'chayra Rebbeinu Shalom Yisrael. What about another tzarech? So the Ramah in his Sefer Teres Chatos, which is the Ramah's magnum opus on the Halachos of Issa V'Heter, brings over there from the Mari Mintz, one of the earlier Ashkenazi poskim that the Ramah quotes frequently, says that when somebody has a dish which is questionable in terms of kashrus, if there's a mokum lahokel will be more mekel if it's L'Tzarech Shabbos. Why? He says L'Tzarech Shabbos, since it's a real Tzarech, not just throwing out a dish and eating a little something else. Shabbos Suda, the Tzorich is equal to a Tzorich of Hefzid Meruba by Momen. Because he understands that's not only Hefzid Momen. Hefzid Momen is just a way of saying something which is a crying need. Person's gonna be out of Shabbos Suda, that'll cause a lot of distress in the family, it's a bittle of covered Shabbos. So that would be the Tzorich. Could argue on that and say that it's just by Momen, but that's what the Ramah says. Shows how far could you take the svara of, in terms of practical psak halacha of Hater Chos Mamayim Shal Yisrael? Can that be a factor even by Sum Daraisa? Maybe it's only by the Rabbanon, we were Chazal Goyzer, we were they not Goyzer. Open up, there's a fascinating discussion. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis is a shiloh over there in Trefis. And the Gemara says, Legavi Shiloh Chelev, Hater Chos Mamayim Shal Yisrael, Omele of Popular Rover. Ravi Surah De Raisa, Vatama Natar Chosim Amen Shal Yisrael. Loshing Gemara would seem to indicate that whenever there's any type of chash, suspicion, of an Issa De Raisa, we certainly don't factor in being Makel because of Hefzid Momen. It seems to be the Pashto of the Gemara. The Maratzchis over there has a whole Arichus because the Gemara Nun Zayin over there in Chulin, also a Trefis, would seem to indicate otherwise. The Gemara talks about an Issa De Raisa. The Gemara talks about one Amoira says to the other, I hold you can be Mekel. Ad Mosat HaMechal V'Moyin Yisrael. The Heshuv Lehem, meaning from the Maratzchias, had Moshe Atamachal Yisrael Nevelis. Sounds like, if you're sure, that's also fine, but he felt that Be'etzem it's Mutter, maybe there'd be grounds, maybe, to be Machmir. On that we say, Atar Chosim Oman Yisrael Yisrael, even though the Isser in question is an Isser Deiraisa. Kuveger, in the Gemara that we just read, Memtesim and Beis, Maratzchias also brings him a sign to a Gemara 9 Zayin, where the Gemara seems to have the same Svara. That's only by Nisid Rabban, not by Nisid Deraisa. So the Maratzchish also a Shach in Yeridei Simreish Mem Beis, which is Dan Hogis of Issa Veheter. It's really in the Halochis of Kloli Hapsak. So the Shach over there, not in Yeridei in Issa Veheter proper, the Shach in Yeridei in Hilchis had a Paskin Ashayla, which is really part of Hilchis Talmud Torah. The Shach has certain ground rules in place. Had a Paskin, had to ask Ashayla, whether a shayla that's asked, whether you could go to another rav, that's always a good subject for debate, whether you're allowed to go to a different rav. So one of the issues that he discusses is where to apply this vort, or Atar Chosim Oman Yishul Yisrael. And the discussion is that sometimes in when you have a shayla v'isa v'heter, the poiskin will be soymich on a das yochid keneged a roig poiskin because of Atar Chosim Oman Yishul Yisrael. Some poiskin understand that's only when it's a drabbonon. It's a drabbonon betzim sveke deraisa l'chumra. Sveke drabbonon l'kula. It's enough of a suffix that you can go l'kula. Atar Chosim Oman Yishul Yisrael. But it's a deraisa? Avadana. L'maisa? The Bach learns up in the Rajba. That, no, even by Nisid Deraisa, you can factor, a Rav can factor Hefsin Meruba into a Psak, sometimes to be makel Keshita Seyochin Neged Rav. Frek the Shach, I don't understand, you're going to tell me Rav Deois, you Paskin, without regard to, or you factor in the fact that there's a Das Yochid? He says, let me give you an example. What about when you need the Sanhedrin Agodl to Paskin Chalila on Iran Idachas? Iran Idachas, they burned the whole city. It's Psukim Pasha Shef. They burned the whole city down. Obviously, there's a major loss of property, the destruction of everything that's there. Still, you go bust a Rav Sanhedrin. That's the Shach's Kasha. The Shach's Kasha is questionable because it would seem that Rav Sanhedrin is certainly a different halacha. First of all, if there would be a shayla that comes to the Sanhedrin, the Gemara has several cases, of the parameters of an Issa D'Rabbanan. Say there's a shayla that went through all the Bati Dinim in Klal Yisrael, nobody could come to a consensus, they took it up to the Sanhedrin at Godel, a shayla that's Negea Chelev D'Rabbanan, it's Negea Mukta on Shabbos, whatever, an Issa D'Rabbanan. Even B'mokim Hefsid Meruba, let's leave that aside, L'mayis on Issa D'Rabbanan. Would the Sanhedrin Agadol Paskin Api Roiv? For sure. So clearly the Roiv of Sanhedrin, Kenegere Das Yochid, we wouldn't look at that as a Sofik. That's a Vaday. The evidence is that this Yisoid is Mufurish in the Tais in the third pack of Bava Kamma, the very beginning. Tais has the Kasha that if we have a Klal of Ein Holchim B'momen Acha Roiv, that you could always have the Muchzik hold on to a Chefetz that's his, hold on to money that's his until the Moitzi proves it, even if the Moitzi has a Roiv. Ein Olchem Momen Acha Roiv. So how do you pass Kandine Momenis with a Roiv of a Bezdin? And Tosfos says very clearly, Roiv of a Bezdin is not Roiv. Roiv of a Bezdin is a way of saying that's the opinion of the Bezdin, but that's the opinion of the full Bezdin. The Bezdin rules as a body, not as individuals. It's not a Psak of two Dayonim connected one, it's a Psak of three Dayonim. Being that it's a Psak of three Dayonim, that's not a Miut. Mashenkin, we have Taka, in a halacha shayla of today, where you'd have roiv deyos in poiskim, that's not a halacha that was already hukva, and the tzad miut, the shita that holds not that way is not a shita. That's called a shita. It's a shita yichido. Over there, you could say that there is valid opinion that allows you to be meikel, you could be meikel. A roiv of Sanhedrin is not called an opinion of the roiv, but there's a miut that holds like you, the tzad hakal. That's the unanimous opinion of the Bezdin. That's the way we look at it. Bring you a raya. When you have two dayanim that say the halacha is Reuven owes the money, it's chayiv. One dayan says, nope, you guys are making a mistake, you're choshev rabbanim, you're making a mistake. Reuven doesn't owe the money. The halacha is two against one. Finished. Done deal. You sign on the psak. All three sign on the psak. Mashenkin with the third dayan says, I don't know, I'm not sure. If it happens, I'm not sure. The halacha is, no, you have to add on other dayanim. You need a majority opinion. You need three dayanim to render. How could, when a dayan says, I don't know, two dayanim say it's Reuven is chayev. If the third dayan would be screaming and he would be moich and he would say, Mamish, you made a mistake, you're making a terrible mistake, you pass like the two, you're not goyus his psak. But all of a sudden when the two are saying a psak and the third is saying, I don't know, there, that's not a psak. What's a psak? The psak is, it's not about having two out of three. It's about having a psak of three. The psak of three is rendered based on the rave opinions. When somebody says, when a dayan says, I don't know, that's not a psak. That's called, I don't have a psak. So you don't have a psak of three. It's a pashtavot, maybe a profound vort, but it's a pashtavot, but it's an emesavot. That's not called a roiv days. That's called all the days. The Maratzchi is brings in a mitigating factor. He says that when there's a hefsin meruba, even on deraisas, one could be makel when we're talking about a kiyam mitzvah say deraisa. Why is that? Because a kiyam mitzvah say deraisa is not mechayiv a person to throw away all his money. Yeridei Kufnun Zayin says that in order for a person to be saved from being over an aloysa, he has to get rid of everything. If a person has a job offer, it's mechayiv him to be over an aloysa, say, he's mechayiv all his panosa, his house, his savings, his car, everything, in order not to be over an aloysa. And I say, is only mechayiv a fifth of one's wealth, a chaymish. That being said, you could factor that into a psak and say, okay, we'll let you do the mitzvah this way, because there's a decent amount of money at stake. And we'll be soymich on the paiskim that hold the kula. When do we do it? When do we not do it? Only daily paiskim would decide. Now, Shankin, when you talk about Eloisa say there's no out of money, of hefsit. So, really, that wouldn't be a factor. We'll just point out that we were talking about the makar of this concept of choso hatayram amonisho yisrof from the psukim. By us of Heitzeslam and Maimon Asela, Rashi in Chulin and Daf Mempes says a different makor, which is also in Mefurish and Chazal, and that's in Parshas Tazria that before a kohen would pronounce a house Menuga Tomei, he would tell the people Upinuas Hakelim, Upinuas Habayis, clear out any kelim in the house. What are we talking about? We're talking about klicheres that are in the house, and if the house would be pronounced the Bayis HaMenuga, then everything inside becomes Tomei. Klicheres are not nitin lihitoyer by Tfilu ben Mikvah. You would have to throw them out. Therefore, the Torah tells you, the Torah stretches itself, and says, Upinus HaBayis, before the Kohen pronounces the house, Tomei. So the Turei Evin, in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, that's where the Gemara discusses this concept, brings the kasha. It says, we just said another makar, menachas havayim vavam abeis, vishkisa seidav es biram. So here's a whole pilpul over there based on the Mishnayis and the Goyim. L'cha'ira, there's two different inyanim going on. The klicheres is talking about a hefsid mut. But what the Torah is, megala is that the Torah doesn't overlook a detail in getting rid of somebody's momen. The Torah goes the extra mile to tell you, the Torah chos al momen shol Yisrael. Then there's something else. There's something else called that a hefsid, a large hefsid, klicheres is dalus. Rashi says over there in Chumash, klicheres is the cheapest stuff. You can throw it out. Even a few dollars, like Yaakov Avinu went back for Pakim Ketanim. But we're talking about a hefsid meruba. We're talking about what the Gemara means in Menachos is that the Rebbein Shalom would be mishana sidrei habriya, would make a nes golui shalai kederech hateva. For the sake of hefsid meruba of yid, a hefsid muit is that the Torah would pay attention. Hefsid meruba is the Torah would be Moshe Rabbeinu would be allowed to perform an open miracle, a nes golui, in order to save harbe momen, hefsid meruba of Klal Yisrael. Might be two different things. Now the chair should be the teretz to the kasha.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.